I really love entering the quantum field, and it's like I love all types of healing. I guess you could say that many of the animals, especially cats, felines, they're more responsive to quantum energy healing than humans. So you can really notice when they feel it and if they really appreciate their help. And they have a wonderful sense. So for example, if I'm anywhere in the world outside, an animal would come to me and communicate with me telepathically and asking for help. So I would just put my hand where I'm guided to and then start healing, just bringing the energy from source through me to the animal. So it's not my energy I'm using, I'm just connected to them, to source, to the absolute,
Nice.
and then just passing it over. So they're very, very intuitive. And dogs do the same as well, I've noticed. In fact, many other animals do the same, which I will discover on my travels, especially when I go to Galapagos Islands.
That's waiting for you there.
Yeah.
It seems like more and more animals have conditions and things these days. Like, why is that? Why are they getting sicker?
So if you're talking about like animal friends, what some people call pets, they absorb the energy from their human friend. And sometimes they don't have time or the space to transmute that energy. For example, cats, the hairballs, for example, it's a way of transmuting some of the energy. But yeah, they just don't often have the time because they're absorbing a lot, and then there doesn't seem to be someone to help the animals get better, and they quite, I wouldn't, well, they don't hide when they're ill or sick, but the humans don't have that sense, you could say, to
Yeah, the
know,
awareness.
yeah, the awareness.
So they're trying to help their owners sometimes, like process their own things, what, like
Yes.
emotions and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Poor pets. That's all I can say. Wow, but
But
that
they're
makes
doing it
sense.
willingly, like
It's a contractual agreement or
that's it,
something.
yeah. And many of these humans and animal friends, they've had other lifetimes together. Sometimes not always in the highest light, where maybe healing a karmic relationship or something, but a lot of the time as well, as just good friends, good companions. If quote, I don't know what the percentage, maybe around 23% of the time. In felines or cats, for example, you would find one of your past guides reincarnated
Interesting.
as a physical being, because we can have guides that are also not humanoids.
So through the animal healing or the animal clearing, can karmic issues also be worked on?
Yes. Yeah.
And then also the connection between yourself and your animal friend be deepened or strengthened, elevated in some way?
They're saying like cleaned or cleared, yeah. Just to clear any interferences, misunderstandings. Yeah, like the karma between the two of them, or more.